Ken Weeb, Winnipeg Sun. Paul, is Ehlers' condition related to his malaise from the first round, and did he skate yesterday?
I think it's more from proximity to hanging out with you, Ken. But he's gotten over it today. I don't think you talked to him, so we're good.
Mark, front right.
Game four of a series is always a pivotal game. Clearly, we know where the standings
What's
are.
What's the math on that?
Well, there you go. So, but does it differ for a coach? You've now seen each other's teams three times in a row. Everybody's real familiar with each other. Is this where a series becomes, does it become different in any way in game four?
Well, you've got a body now of things that you really like in your game, and then you got some things that you don't like in your game. So it goes from being a one-off event, and I guess the people that followed us in the Nashville series could say I'm not telling the truth here, because almost every one of those games was completely different. But here now, you're going to have themes of your game that you like and themes of your game that you don't, and that'll be the challenge for us, is to get real tight on the things that we want to get out of our game and then exploit the things that we like.
On the left side here, standing up.
Frank Saravalli, TSN. Paul, just to clarify, did Nick Ehlers skate yesterday?
Were you here, Frank?
I was.
Well, there you go.
Second row.
Paul Friesen, Winnipeg Sun. Obviously, it's all-consuming at this time of year. You guys are out thinking hockey all the time. But is there a benefit to having them go out and do anything else, get their minds away from it for a while, or do you?
There's a benefit to staying in your routine, I think, more than anything. So if you're somebody that after practice on off days goes for a walk, goes to the mall, goes out and has dinner with your family, whatever it is that your routine, you'd like to stay on at home and a road. I don't know where there's the extra hours, honest. You know, like I think what you've got is a group of guys, and we, like every team, are really focused on that recovery idea and nutrition and those kind of things. But boy, you spend an awful lot of time at the rink, and then stay in your routine. I mean, I don't think we wanted anybody out by the pool. Not because they'd be over relaxed, just sun's a little strong down here, and you got to be careful with that, right? So stay in your routine. New experience, different cities for all these guys, but just try to stay with what you've been doing.
Back right.
Paul François Gagnon from RDS in Montreal. It's an important game. Everybody knows that. As a coach, how do you deal with finding the correct way to rev up your players and not giving them too much of an emphasis on if we lose tonight, it's over, or some, you know?
Yeah, that wouldn't be my starter tonight.
No, that's...
probably won't lead with that. So you'll go back and look at all of your games. So we would have, prior to the series, 12 games, and I've got a pretty good idea of my tone and the direction we took, the theme of the meetings before each one of these games. Now, this is a different series, so the video looks a little different, but I don't think the tones will change a whole lot in terms of the games where we needed to bounce back, or as each series went on, and this is true even in Minnesota, as the pressure mounts as you move further into the series because of the finality of these games, feels like it gets stronger, we'll deal with it kind of in the same manner. So that's all part of the experience gathered by our group, a young group, but the experience gathered is really important.
Mike McAdair, Winnipeg Free Press. Paul, in the Nashville series, you talked how those 8:30 starts, those games looked a little different, just it wasn't part of the normal routine. So does a 5 p.m. local start here, which isn't quite an afternoon game, not quite an evening game, does that pose a challenge?
Well, we hit those before, though, right? Like, we have some experience with everything from, we haven't played a nooner, but 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, those are all fine. The 8:30s is a real aberration. And I don't think that affects, I mean, the home teams lost all of the 8:30 games, so... But I didn't think the quality of those games was particularly as good as the other games around it for both teams. I don't know that there was an advantage one way or the other. The game looked slower in my mind. But I don't have any of that. We hit with 5 o'clock games. We do that.
Sean Reynolds with Sportsnet. We know from talking with you and the players that Blake is very important in preparing this team and getting ready and kind of having the attitude that they're able to succeed in these playoffs where young teams kind of have problems. Can you give us any concrete examples of some of the stuff that he would have done in between last game and this game to make sure that this team is prepared to go tonight?
I think the great part about Blake's leadership isn't the necessarily the speech, right? I mean, he's really good one-on-one. I've seen part of that. I've had conversations with him about the conversations that he's had with players and saw the benefit almost immediately after in delivering his message. But what he does, it's a body of work, right? So it's walking into the room the same way every day and then practicing at this level, and then the players on the bench watch him play. And when he walks in the room the same way again, you know, okay, your leader's there. He's right. You're not given a great speech over the course of a weekend. And I know that's the idea, right? The Newt Rodney happens and then all of a sudden you're over the top. It's not. It's a body of work of leadership, so that when he walks in the room, you understand there's your rock. You know exactly what you're getting because you've seen it every day since the day you walked in the door.
Two more questions on the left, JP.
Paul, John Morosi, NHL Network. What did you like about the way Roslovic fit in with your lineup there in Game 3?
He was on the puck and fast, and when he has that, that's the player that he's going to become. The game that you saw, that's what he can do. He can finish as well. There wasn't a whole lot, but that line, you know, generates the breakaway. Great chance by Matty Perreault and a penalty drawn. I thought he played that game. Your younger players have a wider band of consistency in their game, right? They don't want to make mistakes. And they, for lack of a better term, you've got to kind of beat it out of them that you've got a game that you can play and we want it now, not 3 years from now. Take all the fear out of your game. You can skate, you can compete on pucks, and you can make plays. So he brought all of that into the game. I thought he played a fantastic game.
Last question, Mark.
Paul, there was a Mark Spector, Sportsnet. There's a Supreme Court ruling down here recently that sort of opened up gambling. We get your tack towards injury revelations during the playoffs.
Right.
Respect that. Do you think that coaches in the NHL will be open to further revealing who their game day lineups are going to be going forward? Can coaches change with the gambling landscape?
So those two things aren't related to me. I don't know how the pressure from game. I understand that a little bit of the idea. If you're making odds, you'd have a far better opportunity to make better odds if you knew exactly the lineups, or at least you think you would feel that you would. But so I've used this analogy before. Any team at this point in the year has got a list of guys in their room, and you know it because when the series ends, they always come out. Okay, these four guys are getting surgery. These three. The game of hockey, one of the things that's outstanding, and yes, our doctors are very involved and they have final say on everything, for sure. But a big chunk of your team is dealing with something. Robbie DeMaio played with cracked ribs. I've had guys, a long list of guys play with broken bones. Nobody needs to know that. Why a guy comes out of the lineup, whether it's an injury, the coach's decision, whatever, that directly affects the health of a player, in my opinion. So you could say they're not going after a guy, and nobody would ever go outside the... See? That's a sign. That is a sign. Anyway, you can say that argument. Nobody would ever go outside the rules to go after a guy, but you don't have to. This is a full-contact, high-speed physical game. If you know a guy's dealing with something, maybe he's going to turn that puck over a little quicker. Maybe you're on him.
But I want to know, bettors would want to know, this morning... Do I put money down
right
on the Jets? Is Scheifele in or out? I don't need to know his injury.
Right.
Is your best player going to play or is he not going to play? Are you open to that?
So because my responsibility is so much more in that example to Mark Scheifele than it is to the better.
But the league says you
got to
do it.
Right. So the question will become, how exactly would you implement that? Right. The idea is they would have full access to our medical records. That's one way. So your medical records are going to get fairly bland. Who's got a malaise? Probably six guys with a malaise. Then if you're going to do that and it's a rule, then you're going to have a way to monitor it. Right? That's probably my media guy going, let it go, man. I don't know the answer to all of it. All I know is that I have a responsibility to protect my players, and I'm going to do that.